Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining me here today. If you found yourself here, there may be a message for your healing journey, soul's evolution, transformation, or simply information. Today we'd like to talk a little bit about our angels and guides and guidance. And sometimes when we ask for guidance, there's a lot of external sources and support of love. And sometimes we feel like our words and our prayers fall on deaf ears. But see, sometimes it's our soul's process and the developing of compassion for ourselves and humanity while seeking unconditional love and support from Spirit, Divine, God, Source. And we transition with gentle ease. Yes, sometimes grief to gratitude, even if we are in shock, denial, feel betrayed, heartbroken. With Mother Mary here today, and I can feel all the tears. But Mother Mary always gives us support and reminds us that our soul is so powerful, enough to process any betrayal, to help us grow in love, strength, and wisdom, with compassion for ourselves. Within our hearts, there is love, unconditional love with compassion and healing. Everybody's healing journey is different and unique, just like how we express ourselves. The energies of wisdom, the capacity to make choices based on what holds the essential meaning and value to each of our souls. It takes a lot of courage and strength to live your life authentically and honestly, even if resistance arises at times. You can always trust that the goodness and grace comes from living with such truth. There are times when growth happens and it becomes challenging due to the pain and trauma that we are releasing. But remember, we are always being guided, and the award is manifestation and feeling blessed. And the secret gifts to ourselves are recognized. We are the instrument, and we have the capability and capacity to heal. Complete fulfillment. Everything we need will be provided for. And the channels from our guides or guidance or the signs in life are there. We put up protective barriers and boundaries. But we always ask that our angels and guides, one way, shape, or form, will give us the information we need. And when we ask for outside sources to help us because the burden has become too much for us to handle, it shows up in many ways. That's why we ask for prayer out to those we truly love, because maybe they're asking for the same. That's why we can feel it. Praying for people, and maybe you have special gifts that you give back to others, maybe your children, maybe people you really care about, maybe people that have passed on. They love when we pray for them too, because they've been working hard behind the scenes and need thanks too. There's no limit to their love, but when we give it back, it's priceless, boomerang back. I had a tap in this morning that was so profoundly moving. I literally could have been brought to my knees. Good thing I was sitting, waiting to deliver this message, connecting to my ancestors and guides in prayer and thought, and sometimes closing your eyes. Sometimes we hold items of our loved ones that have crossed over, and we can receive messages too. Sometimes our little grandmothers are here, so beautifully blessed, divinely guiding us. And yes, that's why it's so beautiful, and it touches our heart in tears. Time to choose directions in our lives, family and friends. the circumstances that we found ourselves in or maybe finding ourselves in. Maybe living fulfilling lives or moving towards it. Perhaps your heart is disconnect or maybe discontent. Maybe there's discernment at this time. Something out there in the world is either becoming possible, or maybe we're communicating possibilities, or maybe we're pondering the pain to purge. There's always mixed communication when we decide not to listen, but we can always compromise and say, show me a different way. In order to create happy outcomes for any situation, sometimes we just have to compromise. We're not sure what to move out of the way, or maybe we're in our own way. Sometimes we have so many barriers around because of all the adversity, duality, and yes, spiritual warfare. That's why we're crystal clear with our communication, fighting ourselves out of the forest, or the woods, or maybe the burning fire. Sometimes we like to look at the fire because it's soothing. Certain words are soothing too. However you grew up saying things, I hear things said so many different ways. Maybe I say it differently because it's soothing for me. It doesn't mean it's soothing for you. Maybe it might irritate to trigger. That's good too, right? Be clear of what you truly want or what's important to you. Sometimes it shows up in different ways though, because divine has forgiveness when we don't know what we need. And that's the magical moments, seeing things different. Forgiveness is a miracle. Releasing the past and what's weighing us down and lifting us, lifting off our shoulders. What is lifting off our back today? It's a sense of freedom that washes over you when you turn it over and say, I don't know. But whatever I'm feeling doesn't feel good and it brings me to tears and then I close down. Angels and guides know your pain and sadness, asking us to release, trust, self-forgiveness, let go of anything that doesn't serve. Help us do that and thank you. Guilt, if we're holding on to anything from the past, just remember, we can't change the past. We can change the pain. That's why we purge. We don't always have to relive it because it makes us so tired and keeps us in the circle of guilt, shame, fear, sorrow, and sadness. What we can do is learn. Learn from the journey and make us better. Did the journey make you better, or are we still held hostage? That's why we reach out to our dream team. We don't know who else is asking our dream team to help. That's why we clear the energy and give guidance. And whatever you do with it, obviously, if it resonates, you do something with it. Or maybe you ask your guides to help you do something with it. You never know who the angels and guides are. Sometimes they're right next to you. Sometimes they hear you. Sometimes your guides will pick somebody else out to say, go help. We heard the call. You're the right person. Gathering assistance, right? Clearing the energy. That's why the angels say whatever situations you're asking about maybe requires them to gather more information to find the right person to clear that energy. Somebody that spoke the word. Or maybe you were spoken to. The word, right? Jump to attention. We analyze everything in life. Some of us do. And some of us just say, I don't know. I'm closing out the chapter. You fix it. Fix it. Figure it out. Or help me figure it out. Helpful people. Beautiful, right? Time to expand your circle of friends. That's your dream team, whether you personally know them or not. That's why we have magical moments in time. Magical magicians and magical helpers and magical manifestations of the things we can't see. That's why I always say your dream team. You don't always know who they are. God's in charge. Your dream team's in charge. They're assisting others maybe that we prayed for, and now all of a sudden you're saying, wait a minute here. Fix it. I said that the other day. Help me fix it. Show me the way. Or I can't do it. It's too much for me. Magical moments in time. Miraculous healing when you believe. What you need right now is faith. You know we talk about that. You can trust that your desires are manifesting. And if we stay positive and visualize the help me moments, we turn it over. What's too much for us? Something better is coming. Meaning your dream team, divine guidance, universal, spiritual, source, all that is, God, whatever you believe in and tap into. We all deserve great things, especially when we are on a healing journey. We always know that guidance is there. How it shows up is miraculous. Sometimes we're not sure until we're healed what really transpired. Who helped? Sometimes it's a mystery. Angels, right? Undercover angels. Don't you love that song? Angels want us always to know that the person you're thinking about or asking about, and maybe if you need your health to improve, it's on its way. You see, sometimes you're asking for help for other people and they're helping you because you need help. They heard the call. Urging us always to remind ourselves, remember, put the mask on yourself first. Detoxing from harmful food and substances that don't serve. Unhealthy practices in life to keep us vibrant and strong. Whatever you ask for, it's on its way. It's always up to us, and the end result and the situation you're asking about is entirely in our hands to ask for guidance, but also to manifest and make sure self-care is always present. That is our responsibility. That's why we take ourselves out back some days. And then we have conversations. I'm not saying they're always rosy. And it can be just a conversation with God, which is private. Or if you do it together with your person or family, that's prayer. That's faith. Don't wait for somebody else to rush in and take charge unless you turned it over and said, I literally can't do it. Help me. I say that a lot. Help me. Help me. Show me the way. Help me means help me. Literally that. We aren't sure what the help is necessary or who's showing up, but help me. I need help. Show me the way. Please provide people, places, and things to help me, guide me. Then we listen. We listen to the guidance. And sometimes it's simply laughter. Sometimes it's definitely tears. Having faith about the circumstances you're experiencing. Your insights. How people say things might capture your ear. Have you ever heard people say chakra? I say chakra. It feels better in my heart. A direct link. It literally goes right left. And other people that say it, it actually does the opposite. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but when I say chakra, it's like shucking energy and pain out. I feel it. Energy is lit up. Chakras are lit up, a rebalancing, and then we do our Ferris wheel to ground. Backwards energy, releasing. Forward clockwise is balancing. Left hand to unwind. Right hand to clockwise wind. It's like a grandfather's clock. Beautiful blessings are here today. My grandparents had one. I loved it. Interesting, right? So having faith, having our grandparents or whoever you have on the other side guide. No, sometimes the answers to our questions aren't always what we want to hear. Their response to our inquiries can be firm. It's a no, because we're not ready. Whatever it is, it is. We don't need to worry about the outcome, even though we're programmed to stress. We must stress and go frantic and go bananas. meaning scattered energy, because we don't understand why we can't fix it. It's not always ours to fix. Do you see? We have to drop in to faith, integrate the new, and manifest. Those, again, that don't wish for you to do that will even try and exploit your downloads. I heard the other day something disturbing, but we'll call it profound, just like my favorite word, interesting, so you can sort out what that means. They hire people to go into your dream state and capture your downloads and try and cut, cancel, and delete your dream team or God himself. That's funny right there, isn't it? God showed me he was a Supreme Court judge. The gavel was definitely right there. No, abuse of power? No, not gonna have it. Overturned? For sure. Dismissed? Definitely. No worries and no concerns. People that want to do that, you have a direct conversation, stern and crystal clear. You wish to have your guidance, your angels and guides are around, your dream teams around, and if you want to remember your dreams, perfect. Otherwise, you might feel great when you get up. They're clearing that energy every night. Don't worries. Your guidance is there and your intuition is there. Sometimes that's why we also do these exercises, we'll call them, and we have tools in our toolkit. Certain people, you know, they get away with it. That's why it does get sad, because you want that connection to special people, if you want that connection. Sometimes it's not the right time. Whatever you are inquiring about, it's not quite ready. You know, your favorite dishes, we all know if we pull that turkey out, if you eat turkey, and it's not done right, probably needs more cooking time, or your favorite cake. Maybe you leave the bread in a little bit longer. You like it more crispy on the top, because the butter, maybe it'll soften it. It's delicious. My grandpa used to have my grandmother leave a few in just an extra few minutes longer. He liked it crispy on the top. He also liked the end pieces with a lot of butter. That was his favorite. Sometimes a little Carol syrup. Dunking, right? It's okay. The angels and guides will always give us the opportunity when they say, not right now, dear children. The garden isn't quite ready. We need a little more rain, meaning tears, or maybe fertilizer, meaning growth. There's always a peaceful resolution to our challenging situations. We inquire, how are we going to get there? Maybe there's more conflict that needs to cease. Sometimes cease and desist. It's okay to have disagreements even with yourself, because you're not sure why you're drawn to certain things. Just like getting rid of your closet. It doesn't serve anymore, literally. Now you want to manifest the new you. How do you express yourself, or what looks good? Perfect timing is always at play. Forward movement with confidence. Sometimes we delay what we wish, and sometimes we hesitate. Maybe we wait for the conditions to be right. Maybe we have so many things that we're guided to do. Maybe we keep reconsidering options, maybe classes. Maybe it's not the right time with the holidays. But perfect timing is always right, and God will always show you to remain positive and, yes, remain calm. With a good attitude, dreams will come along. Plans take time to manifest sometimes, and sometimes they show up instantaneously. If you're waiting for love, it is here. It has arrived, and we are thanking, and we will look forward to the giving and receiving. No worries, family and friends. We have entered the holidays, and we have entered our heart space. And yes, maybe you drop down into romance now. All relationships have peaks and valleys, and sometimes the relationships with ourselves do too. You make a commitment to self, meaning self-care. And we always recommend that everybody does that every day. That'll give you great success, getting out of your home getting fresh air every day. I know sometimes I'll take a class, or maybe it's the weather, and you have to stay home and do something. Literally go outside, though, to get fresh air. There's a lot of distorted distraction energy, and when you stay inside too long, sometimes your thoughts also aren't clear. Clearing your chakras, clearing your mind, body, mind, and soul. Our angels and guides always want to say thank you and congratulations. You've done such good work this year. And yes, you deserve happiness. All situations in life that you're either happy with, or maybe you had a journey and you've learned from, need to be rewarded. Every situation can improve with guidance. It's the time to give up on wounded friendships. Maybe that's why we say dissipate. Maybe you've done this slowly, and over time they've proven not to be your friend. Maybe it's just time that you consciously uncouple. Or maybe you are in legal battles and you're doing that. It's okay to say no. Nothing like that serves me. And it didn't, and you hung on for far too long. That's why, guess who's here? And she says it with wholeheartedness. Babies, meaning children, like God, something better is coming. Heaven has something wonderful for a body, mind, and soul. However, sometimes it's not what we thought or planned. It's what they created. Remember, God has a gift for all of us, and it holds the keys of our heart. Giving the keys away, they will always fit the right hearts, and they will be locked down through eternity if it's that very special high love. Sometimes divine has such joy in store for us that we could never even imagine or put it together ourselves. Open your minds, body, mind, and soul, and hearts to the possibilities you deserve, even more than what you are asking for. Trust that your angels and guides and the new love are taking you in a new direction. And the answer to the questions are yes. See, yes. The details, the replies, the inquiries always are there. And they always want to give you bravo because you've done a good job. Or maybe there's no need to concentrate or continue. You just receive. That is the guidance today. Reach out to your angels and guides or your dream team if you wish for any further assistance. Yes, you can. Ask yourself. Drop into your heart space. Clear that chakra system. And just know, as you are entering into the holidays and however you celebrate, maybe you're just celebrating yourself. Ask your angels and guides and dream team to be there with you. Loving yourself unconditionally, asking yourself for whatever you prayed for, being inspirational to yourself, being skillful in your spiritual quest for finding home, the journey of home, meaning you found yourself. Pray for relief that your heart chakra is healed, allowing total trust, faith, and hope for your journey. Today, family and friends, take care of you because you matter and self-care is sacred. You deserve love and love is around you. And drop into your faith. Maybe place your hands on your heart, your body, mind, and soul. Lean back. Take some nice deep breaths and allow the integration through your crown to soothe over your body, mind, and soul. With that protective barrier of goodness, just like your favorite treats that bring you delight. Remember who you are. Remember you matter. Remember you are loved. And so it is. Namaste.